I take it the young, gentleman will not be requiring this any more, madam, he said. Oh, yes, I shall, said Paddington firmly. I've always had that hat, ever since I was small.
And how, pray, did you come to enter my dominions? Please, Your Majesty, I came in through a wardrobe.
Come in, 14, or was it 15? Oh, bother, that's muddled me. Hello, Pooh, said Rabbit. Hello, Rabbit. 14, wasn't it?
Second to the right and straight on till morning. That, Peter had told Wendy, was the way to the Neverland.
Ooh, did we hear any familiar voices in there? Anyone you recognised? They were all characters from books, from stories, because books and stories are great, aren't they? And you know what's even better? A day to celebrate books. A day like today, because today is World Book Day. Oh, yes, one of my favourite days of the year, World Book Day. And this year, 2024, the theme is Read Your Way. Because any and all ways of reading is good. Whatever you like to read, wherever you like to read, whenever you like to read, it's all good. Maybe you're just starting out on your reading journey. Maybe you find it a little bit tricky. That's fine. Take it slowly. Find something that you like reading. There's no right or wrong thing to read. Whatever it is, pick up something today and have a read or a listen, of course. Audiobooks, just as good. Reading with your ears. But before you do that, just give me a few mini moments of your time because I've prepared a wonderful World Book Day quiz. Yes, indeedy do. I've got 10 questions coming up, a mixture of straight-up questions from me and some other bits and bobs for your ears to listen to see if you recognise this or that. Some you might be familiar with, some you may not. So grab whoever is around, the more the merrier. 10 questions coming up, answers as we go along. Here it is, folks, my Yoto Daily World Book Day quiz. Question number one. The witch in the Worst Witch books is called what? Is it A, Mildred Trouble, B, Mildred Hubble, or C, Mildred Bubble? What's the witch called in the Worst Witch stories? Mildred Trouble, Mildred Hubble, or Mildred Bubble? What did you choose, folks? Well, the answer is B. Yes, it's Mildred Hubble. She is the witch in those stories. Went on to be played on the TV programme by Bella Ramsey as well, of course. So there we go. Fantastic stuff. Okie dokie. Question number two is this. Have a listen. What popular picture book is this clip from?
My favourite food. You'll taste good on a slice of bread.
Do you recognise it? What book is this from? Ooh, did we get that? Did we crack that? Yes, of course. It's The Gruffalo. Yes, it's The Gruffalo. Julia Donaldson's The Gruffalo. Well done, everybody. If you got that, high fives all round. Let's move on to question three. Whose factory does Charlie go into in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? The Roald Dahl book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Whose factory is it? Oh, it's Willy Wonka, of course. Yes, Willy Wonka having a bit of a moment right now as well because of that film that's out in cinemas at the moment as well. So well done, well done, well done. Willy Wonka, his factory is in the original book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Question four, my friends. Have another listen to this. What story is this clip from?
As she stalked through the grasses, she caught Pumbaa's scent and gave chase. But as she pounced to catch him, Simba leaped at her with a roar. A they rolled over and over until Nala pinned Simba to the ground, just like she had when they were cubs.
Ooh, what's that from? Do we recognise that? Anyone? That was a clip from The Lion King. Yes, the audiobook of The Lion King. Excellent stuff. Good, 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 good. Question five now, my friends. In what classic story would you find the Cheshire Cat, the White Rabbit, and the Mad Hatter? Where would you find those characters in which story? The Cheshire Cat, the White Rabbit, and the Mad Hatter. Did we get that? It's Alice in Wonderland. Yes, yes, yes. Alice in Wonderland. Excellent work, my friends. Well done indeed. Question six is this. Name three characters from Harry Potter, not including Harry, Hermione, or Ron. Name three other characters from the Harry Potter books. Can you do that? Did we do that? Well, there's all kinds out there, aren't there? There's Dumbledore, there's Snape, there's Hagrid, there's the Weasley twins, there's Lupin, there's all kinds. Professor McGonagall, lots and lots of characters. Well done if you did that. Excellent work. Oh, we've got another clip coming up here for question number seven. Have a listen here, my friends. What story is this from?
Introducing the only marionette who can sing and dance absolutely without the aids of strings. Stromboli announced. The one and only...
Ooh, did we recognise that? That was a clip from Pinocchio. Yes, Pinocchio, the classic story about the little wooden boy that comes to life and whose nose grows when he lies. Pinocchio. Good, 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 good. Okay, question eight. There are three more questions to go. Question eight is this. What colour is the bobble on Wally's hat in the Where's Wally books? Where's Waldo, I think, in the USA. So Waldo's hat or Wally's hat, what colour is his bobble? Ooh, what do you think? Did we get that, friends? It's red. Yes, he's got a red and white hat, and the bobble on the top is red. Excellent. Okay, two more to go. Question number nine is this. Where does Peter Pan live? Where does Peter Pan live? Do you know that magical far-off land where you would find Peter Pan and Tinkerbell and all the rest of the crew? Can you remember the name of that? Did we get there? It's Neverland. Yes, we would find Peter Pan in Neverland. And finally, question number 10 is this. World Book Day is all about celebrating books and stories, of course, and they wouldn't exist without the people who write them. So my final question is, can you name three authors? Ooh, can you name three authors, three people who write books? Give it a go. Ah, there we go. Well done if you thought of some authors there. There's so many fantastic ones out there, of course. So good job if you could pluck the names of some authors from that big old brain of yours. Good, 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 good. That was my World Book Day quiz. Thank you very much indeed for playing with me today. Oh, actually, before I go, I've got a couple of riddles for you. They are riddles describing famous storybook characters, characters from different stories. So, see if you can crack these. Okay, here we go. I wear a blue coat and I'm from deepest, darkest Peru. When it comes to sandwiches, only marmalade will do. Oh, who's that? Do we know? Deepest, darkest Peru, only marmalade will do. Yes, it's our old friend Paddington. Excellent stuff. Ah, good old Paddington. Okay, next up, here we go. Sadly, my parents are pretty mean. And my teacher, Mrs. Trunchbull, is even more unkind. However, I'm a little girl with big powers. In fact, I can move things with my mind. Ooh, do we recognise that character being described? Mrs. Trunchbull, very unkind. But the little girl has big powers. She can move things with her mind. Yes, it's Matilda! Yes, Roald Dahl's character, Matilda. Okay, last one. Try this one. I like to wear a red T-shirt, and I am friends with Piglet and Eeyore. When it comes to eating honey, I always want more, more, more. Hehehe. Who's that? Oh, it's good old Winnie the Pooh. Yes, indeedy-do, Winnie the Pooh. Thank you, folks. Thank you so, 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 so much for listening today. I hope you have an excellent World Book Day today on March the 7th, 2024. And if that is your birthday, wow, I hope you have a great day today. A massive, huge, happy birthday to everybody celebrating out there. I hope your birthday is as special as you are. And you, my friend, are very, very special indeed. Happy birthday. Other people with a birthday today? Well, there's England football superstar goalkeeper Mary Earps. She has a birthday today. Yes, she had a fantastic season last season. Mary Earps, happy birthday to her. It's Bryan Cranston's birthday today. TV actor Bryan Cranston from Malcolm in the Middle and lots of other things. And Janet Guthrie, American race car driver Janet Guthrie. It's her birthday today as well. Also, on this day, back in 2010... That is 14 years ago, American director Kathryn Bigelow became the first woman to win an Academy Award for Best Director. Yes, the first female winner for the Best Director Award at the Oscars. So there we go on this day. Fantastic stuff. Thanks for listening, folks. Come and see me tomorrow. It's a deal. Bye for now.